Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Valto Loikkanen, the Chief Experience Officer at Profina. Good evening, Valto. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Well, I'm very much a serial entrepreneur, so building innovations around the world for more than 20 years. So usually in the role of founder, CEO, or other founder relevant levels, and basically being pushing the world forward in a new field of developing new startups, and most importantly, trying to build new value to the world through the innovation process.
Very cool. Are you one of the founders of Profina?
Yeah, I'm one of the founders of Profina as well. Yeah.
And as long as we're talking about it, why don't you tell us what Profina does, what your products and services are, and who your target audience is?
So at Profina, we are very much looking at enabling new value creation for individuals, so consumer market for individuals to get more value out of data that is being collected from them. There's some very new interesting regulations that have basically been creating this new market for giving individuals the right to get their data from different services that collect them. So whether they are public services, private services, Facebook, Google, whatnot, you can test as an individual, you can ask all of the data that they have from you, your own data, plus the data that they have processed about you. But there's not much that individuals can do with that data. I mean, you can get a big file of all kinds of interesting stuff, but there's nothing that you can really do. So as Profina, we are building a platform where individuals can bring their own data into the platform under their own control, into their own cloud. We standardize that, and then we make that data available for developers to build analytics tool and other interesting applications for help individuals to get more value of existing data for themselves. So, and on the other side of Profina is then developers who basically can get access to very rich data from individuals, not the actual underlying data, but the standardized structure of how it exists in the individuals. And then they can create applications that give insights to individuals about their patterns or their behaviors or whatever the data may tell them, as well as new types of applications that that we can't yet even imagine what the developers may come up with. The key for us is really being the enabling actors of making this possible and really emerge a totally new level of experience for individuals that is made richer with the data that they have.
Interesting. So like a consumer, like yourself or myself, would opt into this service, right? And then do you then extract the data for them, or do they upload it themselves?
So basically they can upload the data as they can, like many services give, like Google, you can download like everything that they have about you, all of like your location history, your search history, I mean, your whatever they have it, if you have the Google services and those enabled. So then you can upload these files and then you can basically get information that way. Or then there are like wearable devices or other devices. You have also API connections that you can connect directly into our service. And whenever the device can be sharing that information directly to your own personal cloud. And then other developers can, you know, connect, for example, that what is your, let's say, Fitbit results at different parts of the city where you navigate when matching that with your location data, even though the Fitbit wouldn't have location tracking on.
Very interesting. And can a business sign up for this service?
Yeah, at this point, we are very much focused on developers. So we see that the world is very much, you know, designed by and built by developers. So if they get excited, the business will follow. So we are not too much targeting business directly because businesses want to scale something that works. They are not so good at, you know, experimenting and building fun new stuff. And that's why we target more developers at this point to to play around and come up with cool stuff. And then when, you know, the individuals on the other side like that, then there's business to be followed after that.
Very interesting. So it sounds like you're building an app ecosystem for developers to take data from multiple sources and make meaningful applications for the end user, correct?
Yeah, that's definitely the case, because when you think about it, like regardless of how big Facebook and Google and Amazon are in having data, none of them have actually each other's data about you. So you as an individual are the only person who have legal right to combine data from all these giants, plus any, you know, niche services, any stuff that actually interests you as an individual. And then we can make that possible for developers to then, you know, be as creative as they want, or if they're dedicated to, let's say, trying to cure or reverse diabetes or whatnot, then they can, you know, go nuts with the data and then really improve things without individuals needing to expose any of that data externally, because the application actually run on the individual's own cloud.
Oh, very interesting. Wow. So we'll talk about remote employment now. So what has been your experience with remote employment? Both, you know, you're an employer, obviously, as an entrepreneur. So how has it been for you being in Finland?
Well, it's, I mean, for the most of my, you know, entrepreneurial time, at least, let's say, more than 10 years is pretty much been very remote. Like all of our operations have been always very much based on remote. We have learned that to be working very well for us. So this current situation doesn't really change that much pattern for us, but it changes our activities in that way that more people are ready to work remote. Mm-hmm. And that gives us just more pool and more kind of ways to work with people that are interested in working with us, whether those are developers. We also have a lot of volunteers that want to help improve this and push this personal data value creation forward with us. So it's very interesting, but for us, it's quite routine. But nevertheless, of course, it's still, we have still enjoyed traveling and meeting people, and then you just can't do that extra thing on top of those things. But yeah, it's, we're very strong believers in remote work for sure. Yeah.
Interesting. It looks like you're in an office now. Is that true, or are you in a home office?
Yeah, this is, I'm at the office. This is at the center of Helsinki. And I usually take this because I don't really go outside other than just between home and here. Mm-hmm. But in Finland, it's not so crowded, so it's pretty safe. Mm-hmm. But I come here to do most of the focus work at the office.
Hmm, very cool. So what do you think is the future of remote employment? You're obviously bullish on it, but what do you think of it for, you know, people in general and companies in general?
I think that I very much believe also as those kind of entrepreneurial ecosystems and co-working spaces and so forth. So I think there is going to be this kind of just more dynamics in that. So I enjoy working in those co-working spaces when they are available, but not full time, not all the time. I need to have that quiet time, focused time work as well. But at the same time, I mean, that can be in a, you know, company fixed office or remote. Overall, it's mainly just the thing that people will want to have more options between, you know, not to be fixed in any one location. I would say that the more you enjoy traveling and nomad life, then you can work from anywhere and be productive anywhere. But at the same time, people do want to get together and they want to do, you know, strategy weeks or whatnot. So this, I see that kind of dynamic becoming more of the norm. So it's not one or the other, but it's the combination that really, at least that's how I also really enjoy it the most.
Yeah, I think, and what most people are calling that is the hybrid model. I think most people agree that that is what the future of work will be. You'll have the option to go into the office, but it won't be necessary.
Yeah, and I think that the remote really gives, because it's not only remote from, you know, from your home or remote from, you know, coffee shop. You can go to another country and, you know, spend a week somewhere, another week elsewhere. It really broadens your ability to interact with different markets, with different cultures and so forth. So it's specifically if you're building like international business, that's like a big plus on top.
True. And actually the nature of what you're building, you know, the people that are the developers naturally work remotely from wherever they are, right? They're writing code and building systems, so they don't really have to be in an office.
Yeah, and exactly. And then you can really like you can also choose a level of you can spend 1 week somewhere that is very fitting for what you are working, and then when you need a certain for some months you may need some other type of work to be done, then you can choose a location or even an economic level. You can say, okay, I just want to work less and I don't need to make as much during X period of time, so I'll just go, you know, I go to Vietnam, or I go to, you know, some other places that doesn't cost so much, or whatever that may be. I mean, that really depends on the individual and their own lifestyle and what age they are as well.
Yes, that's true. Exactly. You know, it's winter in the Northern Hemisphere now, so maybe like Bali or Hawaii or a place like that might
That's
work for a while.
Exactly. So Thailand sounds really good. Anything like above certain degrees and more sun is definitely welcome. But at the same time, there are certain productivity benefits when you don't have any kind of other stuff to do than work.
This is true. But I think we're all a little too used to that right now.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. So I think this year has been exceptional for sure.
I think as soon as things open up, you're going to see a mass exodus of people to different parts of the world just to get away.
Yeah. That's what I'm also thinking. It's going to be pretty interesting the years after this kind of big lockdown, that how people's minds will, you know, people want to do stuff that they probably even didn't want to do, but now because they can, they will.
Yes, I agree.
After that. Yeah.
So the pandemic caused everybody to go remote. In the United States, that was on March 16th, pretty much throughout the country. I don't know what the date was in Finland. It was probably close to that. Did that cause any challenges or roadblocks that you didn't expect?
Yeah, here it was, I think, beginning of April or something like that. But I think that the main thing was, of course, I would say at home, when it was not only the, you know, that you work from home, that everyone was working from home. So the whole family and kids were not in school and everyone kind of got home. So of course, I would say that was probably the biggest change, that suddenly you had to find, you know, your patterns on your daily cycle, and then with helping, you know, kids with their remote school and then, you know, trying to make sure that you can remain productive on your own schedule and all of that. So I think that was a big part, but of course, generally that overall uncertainty, like, can we meet with other people? Like, I think, like, it was not only like saying that I'm okay to meet with someone somewhere, you had to thought, are they okay to meet? Right. And, you know, these types of things.
Right. And actually, when things first happen, even today, you know, everyone's situation is different. You don't know, like, you know, some people live with their parents that are in their 80s and they literally shouldn't be going out. And, you know, other people, I myself live alone. My 30-year-old son lived with me for a while. But so I was in much less risk. But and people around me were in less risk, but other people were not in that same situation.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, Valto, I want to thank you for your time today. It sounds like you had a really interesting platform there. I actually wouldn't mind talking to you about how you store all the data and how you collect it. That would be fascinating to learn. So I wish you good luck. I know it's late there, so I'll let you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me, and always happy to share more details about Prefina. So happy to follow up.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.